Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for more from your truck driving career? At Schneider, we're committed to you, from reimbursing your driving school tuition to retirement. One of Schneider's most rewarding advancement opportunities is becoming a training engineer, preparing our safe drivers. With our new training engineer program, you can make $10,000 a year more than an average solo driver or more, and choose your training schedule. But before you can advance with Schneider, you have to start with Schneider. Take your first step at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Golfers, Eaglewood Resort in Itasca, awarded Best Golf Course in Illinois, is a must-play. Score some points this Father's Day by purchasing a $150 golf gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Call 630-773-1400 or visit EaglewoodResort.com. Hockey fans, Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your place for all the finals action. With over 50 high-def TVs, large screens, and a 16-foot wall screen, you'll see all the action. Enjoy food and drink specials and sign up to win a jersey. Visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Game 4, Stanley Cup Final tonight. Lightning 2-1 after dropping Game 3 at home just the other night. Joel Quenneville isn't surprised with some of the recent struggles on home ice.
I think that's kind of was the case in the regular season as well. A lot of teams had big winning seasons away from home, and we ourselves were in a pretty good situation away from here as well. Teams play the right way; they're consistent the way they prepare. I think everybody's got deeper lineups now. You got the matchups not really an issue. You got four lines you can trust, and that can be part of it.
Christopher Stieg will play tonight. Brian Bickle out in this one. David Rundblad and Kyle Kaminsky scratched defensively. Kimmo Tiiminen and Johnny Oduya likely in for them. Ben Bishop will start in net for Tampa. 720 puck drop at United Center. Bears held their final OTA open to the media this morning. Martellus Bennett still a no-show for that. Kyle Long today practiced at right tackle because Jordan Mills was absent. Sox go for a sweep of the Astros tonight at U.S. Cellular Field. Jose Quintana on the mound for them. Cubs, the second of two in Detroit. Jake Arrieta takes on Shane Green. FIFA today announced it would suspend the bidding process of the 2026 World Cup. This following allegations of fraud and money laundering involving the 2010, 2018, and 2022 World Cups. International soccer score for you. USA, Team USA, who Terry is a huge fan of, beat Germany 2-1 in a friendly today.
Who cares?
This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. And hey, Southside fans, come out to that little Mexican cafe in Chicago Friday and check out Chris Ranji broadcasting the pre- and post-game live, brought to you by Cabrito Tequila. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score tonight, 6:35, when the Sox take on the Astros on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by my guy, St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Or is it Bernstein?
I'm bored.
This seems like a Canoon's on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Zach Harper. Everything I've seen the first three games has been controlled by the Cavs, and I picked the Warriors to win the series. And even after Game 2, I thought, no, the Warriors still have this. This is their series. The Cavs have to be the favorites with the way they've dominated the series and the tempo of the first three games. It's on the Warriors to prove that they are who we thought they were, to channel Denny Green, which is probably a horrible way to end an interview.
No, never. Not for, yeah, for not you, my Chicago. Friend. Because that's good memories for Chicago fans.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Jimmy and Evanston, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. So I was listening to Goff and Spiegel, and I was thinking about making one call about Curry being like Jimmy Chipwood and LeBron being Optimus Prime. And then all of a sudden I walk in to my condo to see Thibodeau. You know, he was on the show. Here's my question.
What the hell are you talking about? Here's what you have to try to be. Cogent. Like right away, not 5 minutes in when you're really drifting off into wherever the hell you're at. That's too late then. But from Jump Street, I had no idea what you're talking about.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bores, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bores and Bernstein. But I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bores and Bernstein. Weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 505 Bores and Bernstein, we are out and about the Ogden. And if you're at the Ogden, you know you're in a mood for hockey. And right here, our guy is right here.
Because after all hockey final games, you can tune into the Mercy Hospital postgame show with Jay Zawoski here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Mercy Hospital. Discover more at mercy-chicago.org/heart. So, Jay, I asked this question, just sort of put it out there before. The Hawks aren't known in general for having great ice in the NHL, but it's awful hard to have a great skating surface when you're throwing open the doors and it's 90 degrees out and 100% humidity. So what happens? What does it mean?
Well, you're going to see a puck that bounces around like crazy, a puck that sticks to the ice like crazy. It's bad, you mentioned. It's bad in February when it's below freezing. Today it's going to be brutal. Mark Lazarus before Game 3 tweeted that it was extra cold in United Center when it was empty. They were turning down the air as much as they can to try to keep it as cool in there as they can. But on a day like today, now it's pouring rain right here, the humidity is going to play a huge factor, and it's going to be sloppy.
Who does it benefit, if anybody?
You know, I don't think it benefits either team, because if you had a tough plotting team like Anaheim, something like that, or St. Louis, maybe it would be advantageous to them to slow the Hawks down a little bit. But both of these teams play such an attacking speed game that it's going to truthfully hurt both of them.
Could it be argued that increased randomness benefits the lesser team? That the underdog is always going to benefit from the chance of an odd bounce, especially with, I mean, they're both possession teams, but if you assume that the Hawks are maybe better, and that could be an assumption, I think they are.
They are.
They are. So maybe a little advantage just to increase overall randomness.
Well, and if there's one thing the Lightning need, it's more advantageous bounces, because they haven't had enough this series, have they?
Oh, boy.
There's one a game. One a game they get that's, well, great. What are you going to do about that one? What can you do? What's Corey Crawford supposed to... How's he supposed to stop a puck that turns left? The Alex Killorn goal in Game 1. Literally a 90-degree left turn into the net. That's the kind of series it's been so far, and I think that's why we see the Hawks down 2-1. And over the course of 7, you hope that those bounces sort of even out. But the Hawks have played pretty well. They've had the edge in possession. They've never been dominated for a stretch while we've seen them... What, the Lightning won 16.5 minutes without a shot the other night? The Hawks are right where they want them. It's not ideal, obviously, being down 2-1, but the Hawks will be fine. And tonight, you can expect to win tonight.
I'll say one thing for the Lightning, and I don't know much about the Lightning, Jay, but I will say this, that at least they learned their lesson about that first game where they tried to, you know, stay in their own zone and protect. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, that was
crazy.
Bizarre. That is, you're handing the Blackhawks a win that way.
It's only a matter of time. I don't know anything. This is a matter of time. This thing is over. They're going to score twice on these idiots.
Yes, if it's 2-0, 3, and there's maybe 10 minutes left in the third,
I'm thinking about it.
But for, you know, a period and a half at least, they completely shut it down, and it was pretty much a 35-minute power play for the Blackhawks.
Why would the Lightning, even with all that we know about loyalty and veterans, why do you start an injured goalie? Why do you keep a guy in the net who is making you less likely to win?
I don't have an answer for you. And Vasilevsky is one of the top goalie prospects in the game. He's not some scrub. He's not some journeyman backup.
It's not Michael Layton.
No, he's a young stud goaltender who's going to have a really good future in this game. And he came in and played well when he had to
come
in.
That's what I thought, too, yep.
The Cooper's tone about Bishop, it's almost a joking, like, nothing's wrong. He'll be fine. He's just a big guy. It takes him longer to get up.
I looked in his eyes, and I knew that, come on.
Yeah, you're basically dealing with a foosball goalie.
Does he spin?
Right.
Can he actually?
So stop shooting it directly at him. And,
right.
And, you know, the plan for pretty much every goalie in the world is, shoot high. Get him to go down and shoot high. A guy that can't move his legs, start shooting low. And even if it doesn't go in on the first shot, you have a rebound that he can't recover and save.
Oh, he was just a rebound vending machine last game.
Absolutely. You got to change the approach a little bit.
So I guess after two games, after these first three games, my observation isn't too bad. I still think the Hawks are better. They've done enough to prove to me they could still go all Hawks on them at any time. And that's the problem, though, because you get a bounce like that, that's what happens to you in this game. It's like, you know they're better, but right now, I'm sure Tampa feels pretty good about itself.
Well, they do, and they're talking like they feel pretty good about themselves, too. Okay. And they should. They've played very damn well. There's no question. I don't want to take anything away from the Lightning. But like I said, that's why they play seven. You want to really find out who the best team is. And I think over the course here, games 4 through 7, you're really going to see the Hawks. They find a way to sort of figure out the opponent. We saw it against Anaheim. Game 6 and 7, it was not close.
It was over.
And everyone was panicked then.
No.
With the Hawks down 3-2. They came out in game 6, and it was over. There was no shot. And you knew when game 7 came, it was going to be more of the same, even though that game was in Anaheim.
Am I too worried about the fact that Kimmo Tiimonen is playing, or is it the fact that whatever defenseman is in that position is going to be some kind of bad?
You have three defensemen that suck. So I think what you're looking for
pick
is
one.
And what Quenville said today about Tiimonen, and I agree with him, if this is what he's looking for, is positioning, predictability, and experience.
Oh, he's predictable.
He knows he did. When he came here, he was not great. That's true. He was not really exposed until the Ducks series. He was okay against the Wild, okay against Nashville. It was the physicality that really affected Tiimonen. You saw him when the forecheck would come hard on him, he would turn the puck over, and he got destroyed 3 or 4 times a game in that series. The Lightning don't play that style. They forecheck hard, but they're not going to go at him super physically. So I think maybe he'll be just enough. He's better than Kaminsky defensively. I know Kaminsky's faster, but like Quenville said, Tiimonen knows where to be, and I think he's wise enough to keep himself out of trouble.
You mentioned to the